This is Passport to Texas. We live in an age where nearly everyone has access to more than one kind of electronic media device.
Which, personally, I'm not against.
What writer, photographer, and former ag teacher Russell Graves does take exception to is the amount of time children and families spend indoors using those gadgets.
You know, I think a lot of my attitude comes from the way I was raised. When I was growing up, I was continually outside, and it just seemed like the natural place to be.
Studies suggest children who spend time outdoors are healthier, happier, and more focused in the classroom. Parents can help their children develop an affinity for nature by starting small, such as growing a flower garden or going on hikes in state parks with the goal of spotting specific animals or plants.
Getting them to the point where the kids are motivated so the kids want to go outside and play on their own without the parents having to push them outside.
Graves, a former award-winning public school teacher, says schools have a role to play when it comes to reconnecting young people with nature.
School can provide a way for kids to learn about the outdoors and become involved in camping or hiking or photography or any number of outdoor activities.
Russell Graves wrote an article for the January-February 2013 issue of Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine that outlines simple steps any adult can use to help children take back the outdoors, because life's better outside. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.